Ellie had done some mildly crazy things in her lifetime, most of them related to BDSM. This is a story about one of those events. As a lifelong sub, she was always pushing her own sexual limits, always looking for that next zenith of pleasure and satisfaction that comes from partaking in certain risky ventures with near strangers especially. Ellie had fucked many men, most of whom she met online through various dating sites and forums. The internet proved, for Ellie, to be the best thing that could possibly have been invented within her lifetime. Living in a bigger city, there was certainly no shortage of men willing to show her who the boss was. There were many BDSM clubs in her area and doms who were looking to own new slaves, but Ellie wasn't overly interested in those scenes. Ellie had a different scene. What Ellie preferred to do was simple, and served her ends almost perfectly. She would meet men online and only chat with them long enough to know if they were into being dominant in a BDSM situation. If they weren't, she politely moved on. But if they were, she would insist on seeing them on cam immediately to verify physical attraction and to make sure she was at least talking to the real person from the singles ad or chat room or whatever. If all of that checked out, she would insist on a sexual meeting as their next contact. If the guy agreed, she had game. If not, no harm done. One reason for this was that Ellie didn't need to know anything more about them personally, nor did she care to. The other, more important reason, was that she wanted all of the sexual acts that might come of a meeting to be a complete surprise. That was her thing. Not knowing what to expect or how far her partner might try to go, the thought of knowing that her partner would be into dominating her, but not knowing to what extent, really turned her on. The main reason behind this quirk was the feeling of pseudo-entrapment. It was the closest she felt she could get to a forced sexual situation without actually being raped. She lived on that very fine line, and she loved it. She met Alex on a Monday evening online, and they decided, after a quick chat and webcam viewing, that they should meet in person and see where it would lead. The date was set for Friday night at a local cocktail bar, Xanadu. It was the kind of place where you could go to have a few drinks and relax without having to encounter the riffraff that tends to walk into a lot of other bars. There was no dress code per se, but the vast majority of the patrons that went there dressed business casual. For the occasion, Ellie wore a black, form-fitting, spaghetti strap dress and 3-inch heels. At barely 5 feet tall, she often added a few inches to her height with her footwear. She was a tiny little package. She was slender and well-defined, which came from her many hours at the gym combined with a vegetarian diet. Her boobs were small but perky, and she had a nice, round, bubble butt. She wore her blonde hair down. She wore cool blues on her eyelids and no lipstick. Her mouth was gorgeous as it was. Her lips were pink and full. After entering Xanadu and taking a quick look around for Alex, Ellie decided to sit at one of the many small tables in the back of the bar, away from the bar and the main entrance. Having not seen him anywhere on the way to the back of the bar, she assumed he must not yet be there. Given that she was 15 minutes early, she wasn't surprised. Before long, a young waitress came to take her order, a Long Island iced tea. While she sat and waited in anticipation for Alex, she sat with her legs crossed, idly blowing at the soft flame being emitted from the small candle in the center of the table in front of her as she waited. Before long, the young girl returned with her drink. As she twisted the straw around in the glass, she saw the front door open with her peripheral vision, and a large framed man walked through. She looked up, habitually. As he got closer to the bar, she could tell it was Alex. It was at about that time that he noticed her and smiled a toothy grin. Alex was a big man. He stood at 6'3" and weighed over 200 pounds. It was obvious from the bumps and valleys under his white dress shirt that he was no stranger to pumping iron. His shoulders were as broad as the grin on his face, and he had a commanding presence about him. As he walked through the bar toward Ellie, many people turned to look at him. He just had that way about him. His sleek black pants fell perfectly against his strong legs as he strode toward her. His hair was short and styled with gel. Ellie took a moment to admire him as he walked toward her. He was perfect. Seconds later, he was standing right in front of her. He almost hadn't broken eye contact with her since he noticed her. "Don't get up," Alex said, as he sensed that Ellie was about to move. "We'll only end up sitting back down again 2 seconds later," he said, as he continued to laugh. As he sat down, he reached his hand across the bar toward her. "Hi there, I'm Alex." When Allie felt his big, strong hand gently cradle hers, she felt a shiver throughout her little body and a quick tingle in her pussy. She could smell his spicy cologne as she gazed into his confident eyes. She inwardly hoped that he would later be brutalizing her. They made small talk for a while and flirted with each other as the drink tally went up, drink by drink for each of them. After a few hours, they were both moderately intoxicated and were getting along wonderfully. Allie suggested then that they go back to her place. Alex agreed. Neither of them had driven to the bar, assuming they wouldn't be able to drive back, so they grabbed a cab. After giving the driver directions to her place, Allie sat back and got comfortable for the short drive. Alex leaned in close to her and got equally comfortable. "You know," Allie whispered quizzically, "your hands are huge." Alex smiled knowingly as he placed his left hand across Allie's thigh. "Yep, I get that a lot," he said. "They come in handy fairly often for this and that." "Oh, yeah?" Allie grinned, playfully tracing her index finger around his knuckles. "You ever use them to show someone who the boss is?" "Occasionally," he said, looking right past her, tightening his grip on her thigh with his thick fingers. Allie let out a small gasp as her heart rate went up a little. She was warm now and starting to perspire. She wanted to be out of this cabin on her knees for this incredibly attractive man. "Like when?" she said, discreetly squeezing the hand on her thigh. "Like when little girls don't know when to behave," Alex whispered in her ear. "Are you a bad girl, Allie?" he whispered mockingly, pressing his fingers hard into the flesh of her small thigh. "Do I need to teach you how to behave?" Allie's pussy was now starting to get wet as she felt Alex's breath in her ear as he whispered to her. "I might have to show you who the boss is," he said sternly. After a few more minutes, the cab pulled up to Allie's door. Alex paid the driver, and they stepped out into the night and into that exciting dimension of lust, intoxication, and anticipation. Allie was almost towing Alex to the front door, anxious to be alone with him. As she fumbled in her purse for her keys, she felt him come upon her. Grabbing her by her biceps from behind, he scolded, "Get the fucking door open now!" "Oh, God," Allie thought. "This is awesome." A few seconds later, she opened the door and they walked into her house. Immediately thereafter, she closed the door and turned to face Alex and attempted to kiss him as he still held her by the arms. "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" he said. "Who the fuck told you that you could do that? In case you haven't realized the gravity of this situation, let me spell it out for you. You just let a complete stranger into your home who is twice your size and able to do whatever the fuck he pleases with you. That means I talk, you listen, bitch," Alex said, shaking her. A look of shock filled in the features of Allie's face as she struggled to step back from Alex, but she couldn't. As she tried to pull away, she felt his big hands wrap around her biceps like they were twigs. He laughed in her face as she writhed about. The more he laughed, the wetter her pussy became. She was loving it. "I'll show you what's what, you dirty little whore," Alex growled as he turned her around, facing away from him. Alex walked her a few steps into the living room until he discovered the kitchen just off to one side. She played back with him, resisting. But was he serious? Was he really about to have his way with her? Her heart beat faster. The excitement of the unknown and an inkling of fear overtook her as adrenaline filled her bloodstream. She completely gave herself to it as Alex pushed her forward, down onto the small dining table in front of her. He eased back on his grip only enough to allow her time to brace herself with her hands, or she would have hit the table head first. "Ow!" she complained as he twisted her arm. "It's a little rough there, maybe..." "Shut up, slut!" Alex bellowed, placing one hand over her mouth. "This is about me and what I want, not you. So you just do what I say, and when I'm done using you like the pig that you are, I might be nice. Now let's try this again. Keep your fucking mouth shut. You got that?" "Mm-hmm," Allie mumbled through his huge hand, nodding her head. Alex removed his hand from her mouth and slid it back around her neck, then up the length of it and up under her hair. He then grabbed a handful of her hair and jerked her head back toward him and leaned down to whisper in her ear. "Who's the bad girl now?" Alex said rhetorically. "Who needs to be punished?" Alex dropped his other hand from Allie's arm and let it drop low as he bent over her small frame. As he breathed down her neck, she felt his free hand slip under her dress. She spread her trembling little legs and breathed quick, shallow breaths as his meaty hand slid further and further up the inside of her thighs. As he got closer to her pussy, her heels started to buckle beneath her. Then she felt his index finger slip under the black thong, and without warning, Alex pulled violently on her panties, virtually shredding them in his hand. He reached around her and violently shoved them into her mouth. He then pushed her down flat to the table and let go of her hair so that he could pull her dress up, exposing her pussy and ass. "Fuck yeah," he said under his breath. "That pussy's mine." At this point, Allie's pussy was throbbing with pressure, just begging to be touched, licked, fucked, anything. She could smell and taste her soaking pussy on her thong. It was so strong, she felt so dirty. Alex smacked Allie across the ass hard, and she let out a whimper. "Don't look at me, slut. I don't want to see your stupid fucking face while I pound your slutty cunt." Allie reached forward and gripped the edge of the coffee table with her hands as Alex released his grip on the back of her neck. She could hear him unclasping his belt and then unzipping his pants. She heard his pants hit the floor along with the thud of the belt buckle. And a split second later, he grabbed her by the back of her head and pulled her back into his pelvis. And with no warning or hesitation, he rammed his long, thick cock into her tiny little pussy with one violent thrust. Oh, and it hurt like hell. Allie cried out, "Oh, that fucking hurts! Please, shut up, bitch!" Alex yelled as he pulled her down onto him even harder and brutally fucked her like a little rag doll. He reached his hand around to her mouth and covered it to keep her quiet. As he continued to pound her pussy, he pulled her head back even further with his hand around her mouth. She moaned into his hand helplessly as he brutally banged her tight cunt. "Shut up, bitch," Alex yelled as he pulled her down onto him even harder and brutally fucked her like a little rag doll. He reached his hand around to her mouth and covered it to keep her quiet. As he continued to pound her pussy, he pulled her head back even farther with his hand around her mouth. She moaned into his hand helplessly as he brutally banged her tight cunt. Hot streaks of pain went through Allie's neck and abdomen as he fucked her. It was the hardest that anyone had fucked her in a long time. Her dress still covered her upper half, was now soaking with her sweat. Her nipples were hard and pressed out of her bra. She was aching for him to pinch them. "Take that big cock, you dirty whore," Alex commanded. "You like that, don't you, slutty pig? Answer me, bitch."
"Yes, daddy,"
Allie mumbled through his fingers. "I didn't hear you," Alex said, releasing his grip on her mouth.
"Yes, daddy," Allie repeated a little louder. "Please fuck me, daddy. Fuck me like a dirty little whore. I'm a dirty pig. Use me."
Alex withdrew his cock from her sopping pussy long enough to quickly unzip her dress and remove it, along with her bra, and then turned her around to face him and pushed her back down onto the table on her back. "Spread your legs, you little cunt," Alex instructed. Allie opened her legs and grabbed onto the heels of her shoes and spread her legs as wide as she could for him.
"Fuck me, daddy. Fuck my little pussy," she cooed.
Once again, Alex mounted her, burying his thick meat into her hot cunt. He put all of his weight into it and brutally pounded her little frame. While her fingers struggled to keep a hold of her heels, he bent to suck and bite her swollen nipples as he forced two thick fingers into her mouth and down her throat. She gagged and coughed as he choked her with his fingers. Tears welled up in her eyes, and her mascara ran as saliva began to build up in the back of her throat from the incidental suffocation being inflicted upon her. But it was turning her on so much that she didn't care. Every bite and lick of her huge nipples sent her closer and closer to a massive orgasm, fueled by pain, discomfort, and a little fear of the unknown. It was all so strange, but her pussy was on fire. Alex pulled out of her again and with his free hand buried three fingers into her pussy. As he continued to choke her, he brutally fucked the inside of her pussy with his three fingers. He then took his fingers out of her and rubbed them all over her face, which was now a mess of black mascara, tears, and saliva. "Smell that, you fucking whore," Alex snickered. "Smell your dirty fucking pussy." Allie leaned back and inhaled deeply. She was a fucking slut and she loved it. Alex grabbed Allie by the hair, pushed her down to on her knees. "Suck my fucking cock," was all he said. Allie leaned forward and got her first close-up of his manhood. She estimated his cock to be about 7 or 8 inches long with a huge mushroom head. It was circumcised and well above average thickness. Unsure of whether or not she could fit it all in her mouth, she leaned forward and licked at the head. It was warm and salty, covered in her pussy juice and his slippery pre-cum. Alex grabbed her by the back of the head with both hands and forced his thick meat into her mouth. It didn't get far, given that her mouth was so small in comparison to his cock. "Well," Alex said, "this is going to be very unpleasant for you." And then he rammed his cock into her mouth hard. Allie retched as the head of his huge cock hit the back of her mouth at the entrance of her throat.
She was coughing through her nose as she tried to adjust. He skull-fucked her like a savage might until her face was a slippery mess of saliva and tears. She looked up at him for a second, and he then drove the whole of his cock right down her throat with a force unlike anything she had ever experienced. Ellie gagged violently and compulsively. Before she had a chance to process what had just happened, panic had set in, and she began to hyperventilate. Unsure of what else to do, she looked up at Alex with a scared look in her eyes, and he just laughed as he pulled the back of her head close to his pelvis, crushing her nose into him. She breathed rapidly through her nose, smelling his musty cock and her tangy pussy all over him. The whole situation was turning on her on more and more as he pushed her. She felt like she might throw up, but resisted the urge to do so with all of her will, and then Alex upped the ante. "I'll show you, you little bitch," Alex snickered as he reached down and put his hand over her nose, cutting off her air. Allie flailed her hands about, trying to pry him away from her face, but he was just too strong. Choking around his cock, she was only able to get a little air in through her mouth. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, it was now all-out panic. She was suffocating, and she'd never been more turned on in her life. 20 seconds, after a fleeting thought of maybe biting him, she thought the better of it. 30 seconds, she immediately stopped resisting and dropped her hands to her body. One hand harshly pinched a nipple while the other found its way to her steaming hot pussy. She worked her clit with a never-before-used amount of pressure and groaned hard into Alex's cock. Hot pain filled her chest as she struggled to inhale around his thick shaft. Ugh! She gurgled as she retched over and over as her eyes squinted involuntarily and released more tears down her messy face. 40 seconds. Yeah, you dirty fucking cum slut. You suck my fat dick, and you suck it good. I could tell you were a slut as soon as I laid eyes on you. The pretty hair, the long dress, the makeup. Who do you think you're fooling? Face it, you're a fucking whore, and that's the only way you'll ever be used to anybody. So yeah, consider yourself used, slut. After 50 seconds, Alex released his grip on her head. Instantly, Allie reflexively and violently expelled his cock from her throat with one sickening lurch. The forces sent a mixture of tears, saliva, and pre-cum flying outward from the corners of her mouth and onto Alex's cock and balls. She inhaled quickly as she fell on her hands, embracing herself. She was on all fours now, coughing and wheezing loudly. A thick string of saliva and pre-cum hung from the tip of her nose and lips and was starting to form a puddle on the floor beneath her as she continued to cough and spit. She'd never felt more humiliated in her life. She could only imagine how incredibly slutty and used she looked at that moment. Desperate for an orgasm, she fell against the floor head first and exhausted, and stuck her little bum in the air and started to work her sore, swollen clit. Alex stood behind her and pulled her up to her knees by the hair and just held her there as she fucked herself. Pulling her head down so that she was looking up at the ceiling, he walked over her a little and spread his legs so that his body was level with her head. "Now you're going to eat my ass, bitch," Alex said as he violently pushed her face into his ass. Not ever having done it before or having any desire to do so, Allie resisted immediately, but there was really no point with a man of that size. She felt her lips touch his sweaty asshole, and she resisted, trying to turn her face away. His asshole was sweaty and hairy. It was disgusting. It smelled musty and gross. "Open your fucking mouth, you cunt. Stick your tongue in my asshole," Alex instructed sternly. "No," Allie protested. "It's disgusting. I don't want this I said open it, you fucking wretch. Now fucking open it," Alex yelled as he reached back with one hand and forcefully pulled Allie's neck back so far that the pain instinctively made her give in, and she opened her tiny mouth and slid her pink tongue out. Alex bore down on her and forced her tongue into his asshole. As he ground his ass on her face, her tongue slid deeper into his anus. Allie gagged and choked. "Oh my fucking God," she thought. "I'm eating out a man's asshole. This is fucking disgusting. Yet I can't stop doing it. It's such a turn-on." "Oh, fuck yeah, bitch. Eat my sweaty asshole. I'm gonna cum so fucking hard," Alex said. Allie tongued his ass deeper and deeper as she pinched her clit and began to approach her own orgasm. "I'm gonna make you my dirty fucking cum slut. I'm gonna make you eat my fucking cum, you little whore." "Oh, please, Daddy, let me have it. I've been a good girl, I promise," Allie whined. "I want to be your little whore. Please come in my slutty mouth." "Yeah, bitch, Daddy's going to make you a little cum slut," Alex said. "Yes, please, Daddy, shoot that huge load all over my face while I eat your dirty asshole," Allie whined. "Fuck yeah," Alex screamed as he stepped off of Allie's face and moved behind her. With her head still facing up, he positioned his cock along the length of her face and started to cum. The first shot of cum hit Allie across the cheek and ran down her chin. Yeah, baby, shoot that hot cum all over me, Allie cooed. I'm a little cum slut. She felt her orgasm mounting as she furiously rubbed her clit and took in the sight of Alex cumming all over her. Alex grabbed her by the hair and released a second shot of cum directly into Allie's mouth. And then another, shot after shot of white cum splashed across Allie's lips and landed on her tongue. Before she could really process it, her mouth was filled with hot jizz, and it was disgusting. She closed her mouth and felt the thick, yeasty cum form a pool on her tongue. The urge to throw up was overwhelming, and it turned her on to no end. She was sitting there, nearly about to come, with a mouthful of this stranger's disgusting cum, and she knew she would not be able to get off unless she swallowed it. "Eat it, you fucking pig," Alex insisted. "Eat that hot, dirty jizz." "Oh, fuck, Daddy, oh, fuck, I'm gonna come for you like a dirty fucking whore," Allie squealed as her eyes closed and cum dribbled out from the sides of her mouth. Her mouth was wide open and her head was tilted back. She was trying so hard and she was so close, and then swallowed that nasty, salty cum down her throat, and it sent her over the edge. As her entire body quivered in ecstasy, she screamed out as the thick semen tingled in the back of her throat. It was so disgusting that she almost threw up, and that turned her on even more than anything as she came harder and harder for what must have been 30 seconds. It was probably the best orgasm she ever had in her entire life. She had never before felt so used, and that made her want to do it all over again. You never know. Maybe we'll hear more about Allie in the days to come.